Welcome to the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top stories you need to know about right now. First today, according to the Christian Post, Thomas L. Phillips, the longtime president of defense giant Raytheon Corporation, and the man Chuck Colson credited with leading him to the Lord, has died on Thursday. He was 94. Tom Phillips was born in Istanbul in 1924, but was raised in Boston. He graduated from the famed Boston Public Latin School before earning a bachelor's and master's degree in engineering from Virginia Tech. He almost immediately joined Boston-based Raytheon Corporation in 1948. Phillips also served on the boards of many Christian organizations. He was a trustee of Gordon College and a member of the advisory board of the Salvation Army. He also received a dozen honorary degrees from Boston College, Gordon College, Babson College, and others. Second today, according to Reuters, British lawmakers defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit divorce deal by a crushing margin on Tuesday, triggering political upheaval that could lead to a disorderly exit from the EU, or even to a reversal of the 2016 decision to leave. Parliament voted 432-202 against her deal, the worst parliamentary defeat for a government in recent British history. Scores of her own lawmakers, both Brexiteers and supporters of EU membership, joined forces to vote down the deal. Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn promptly called a vote of no confidence in May's government to be held within 24 hours. Third today, according to Reuters, gunmen blasted their way into a hotel and office complex in the Kenyan capital on Tuesday, killing at least 15 people and sending workers diving under desks to escape an attack claimed by Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab. More than 12 hours after the assault began at Nairobi's upscale 14 Riverside Drive complex, bursts of gunfire and blasts were heard in the area, undermining government assurances everything was under control. Identification papers indicated that 11 of the victims were Kenyan, one was American, and one was British. The other two were not carrying documents. Fourth today, according to Reuters, President Donald Trump's nominee for U.S. Attorney General William Barr told lawmakers on Tuesday he would protect a federal probe into Russian election meddling from political pressure, stressing he would bring independence to the job and not shy away from breaking ranks with the administration. Barr said, "I will not be bullied into doing anything that I think is wrong by anybody, whether it be editorial boards or Congress or the president. I'm going to do what I think is right." Barr is expected to win confirmation in the Republican-controlled Senate to serve as the nation's top law enforcement officer, which would put him in charge of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election and any possible collusion between Moscow and Trump's campaign. Fifth and finally, today, according to the Christian Post, Grammy-nominated Christian singer Lauren Daigle continues her mainstream success and recently landed her first top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with her single You Say. Daigle's single ranked number 34 on the Billboard Hot 100 dated January 14th. Last week, the songstress also became the first female to have a song both on the Christian Airplay and Adult Pop Songs charts. Daigle is holding the dual chart title along with the phrase How to Save a Life, which was released in 2006 through 2007. You Say has also entered its 18th week at number 1 on the Christian charts, making it the longest reign for a female artist. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember that God loves you. He He always has and he always will.
She just finally formally divorced and everything, so she's free and clear and she's a loving life, obviously. She just celebrated her 48th birthday. I believe they were in Cabo. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. Her sister, her older sister, LaTanya Blige, also had a birthday, so they were there celebrating. And the best thing about this, no celebrities on the trip. Only Mary J. Blige is
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is as good a day as any to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.